Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Just want to come to you this morning and share some words of encouragement with so many things that are going on within our communities and just a lot of questions as some of the states are reopening. You know, we're still going through the pandemic and, you know, and just a lot of questions that you may have, you know, that you're not certain of. So we just wanted to come to you this morning and just give you some words of encouragement and just say a quick prayer and just bless you and your family as you start this day off. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you this great morning. We thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for continuing to watch over us and give us peace of mind and peace of heart. Lord, we are so grateful that you protected our family through all harm and danger, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for continuing to make straight our crooked path. There are so many things that are happening now within our lives and, you know, within the world. And Lord, we don't know the answers to them all, but we know that you have all things under control, and we trust you, Lord. We have, excuse me, Lord, we just wanted to come to you and just thank you. Thank you for continuing to lift our hearts and lift our minds, Lord. We just want to thank you for continuing to watch over our loved ones who are far away from us, Lord, and strengthen us as we continue to walk through each day. Lord, there are so many families who have lost loved ones, Lord, or whose loved ones are sick, and those who are struggling with mental illness, you know, just questions on the day, Lord. We just ask that you give us a peace of heart, Lord, and that you continue to uplift our spirits, Lord, and continue to allow us, teach us to seek your heart, and that you continue to fulfill our minds. Lord, we just so thankful that we know that all things are done in your timing, Lord. All things are done by you, Lord, and we are so grateful that you chose us, that you continue to draw us near to you, Lord. Lord, we pray over those families, all the families who are struggling with in their financial situations, Lord, families who are struggling with next steps, where to go, what to do, Lord. We pray for them. Lord, we continue to pray over those who are in domestic violence situations, Lord, and don't know where to go and don't know who to turn to, Lord. And a lot of the resources have dried up from organizations that are helpful, that have helped domestic violence survivors, Lord. But we pray peace over the families who are struggling in this area. We know that violence have escalated as domestic violence survivors have been able to escape their abuser by going to school or going to work, Lord. But we know over these past few months, we know that it's been very hard for members to, for people to escape the abuse, Lord, and just find the strength to escape, Lord. So we ask that you make a way for them, Lord. We also pray for the abusers who are struggling with things within and just don't know how to open up and just use their voices, Lord, to share what is going on. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to protect protect those families who are in abusive situations, Lord. Lord, we pray for families who are far apart from each other, families who have loved ones in senior or rehabilitation centers who have not been able to visit their loved ones in person, Lord. So we continue to pray over the medical teams and that are overseeing the loved ones, Lord. And we ask that you continue to encourage the medical teams who are our eyes and our ears for our loved ones, Lord, and that you encourage them as this is a tiresome time for them. Lord, we know that a lot of places have begun to open up, but we still have frontline workers and workers in the medical field, Lord, workers who are out there in the stores and restaurants now that are opening. Lord, those who have our servants to us, Lord, we ask that you bless them and continue to watch over them and keep them safe, Lord, as a lot of the more interaction with people, the causes of having COVID tend to be very high. So, Lord, we pray over these family members, over these frontline workers, Lord. Lord, our nation is in such turmoil right now. And Lord, we just pray that our leaders do not turn away and from the voices that are being raised. Lord, we ask that the protesters that are out there, that they are safe, that they are protected, Lord. Those who are out there continuing to be the voice for the journey which started so long ago for our black and brown communities, Lord. We ask that you watch over them and protect them and keep them safe, Lord. We ask that our leaders, our federal leaders, our government leaders, our state leaders, our city leaders, Lord, community leaders, that they hear the voices and the cries of the black and brown community, Lord, and that they are open to hear the cries of the protesters, Lord. And as we continue to move into this direction, we know that 2020 was always stated that this is the year of new vision, and you're right. It has turned out to be a year of new vision for people to see themselves, Lord, for people to understand and interact back with their families who they've long separated from their families. This has been such a great time to reconnect with loved ones, Lord. Lord, and this is also a time where people can have developed skills, Lord. So we continue to lift up our nation, Lord. We lift up family members who are struggling in so many areas, Lord. We just pray a peace over them, Lord. We just pray hope into their lives, Lord. We speak words of encouragement and words of wisdom over them. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to use this platform to come and be an avenue for families to reach out to us if they are in need, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for Life Ministry Foundation, Lord, who continues to work in the community, Lord. We thank you for also for other social service community organizations that are out there helping the families that are in need. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for continuing to provide for us, Lord, that we know that you are the provider, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Family, we just want to continue to lift you up in this time of uncertainty. And if you have any questions or you're not certain where to turn, if you're struggling with resources or in a domestic violence situation, or you know of someone who's in a domestic violence situation, Lord, we please feel free to reach out to us. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, that's info at the, T-H-E, L like Larry, M like Mary, foundation.org. We want to speak a blessing over your day and continue to stay encouraged. Don't allow the enemy to use so many things to discourage you. Lord, family, and just continue to stay focused on what God is calling you to do. Everything else will work itself out as long as you continue to seek His face. So we speak a blessing over you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Bye now.